愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
圣经是我们信仰生活的百科全书。
The Bible is an encyclopedia to our faith.
也包括我们侍奉的生活。
And it includes the life of servitude.
最近我们读过哥林多后书，现在见到加拉太书。
Recently, we read the book of 2 Corinthians and now are in Galatians.
我们想回到哥林多后书来学习。
I'd like to go back to 2 Corinthians and learn the topic, taking pleasure in weakness.
没有一个人愿意是软弱的。
No one is willing to be weak.
大家都希望变成强者。
Everyone wants to be a strong person.
因为这是一种荣耀。
Because this is a type of glory.
这是代表一种力量。
And this represents a type of strength.
但是当我们在侍奉神，
But when we serve God,
没有经过软弱，我们就没有办法经历坚强。
If we do not go through weakness, then we cannot be strengthened.
也就是一个很有力量的人，都是自觉很软弱的人。
And so a very strong person is one who realizes that they are very weak.
这是侍奉的一个经验。
This is an experience of servitude.
我们现在看哥林多后书的十二章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多后书十二章第九节到第十节。
2 Corinthians chapter 12 verses 9 to 10. Verse 9, and he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, most gladly, I will rather boast in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. 10. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in needs, in persecutions, in distresses, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong.
在这里保罗提到他本身的体验。
Here, Paul talks about his own experience.
神对他说，我的能力在人的软弱上显得完全。
The Lord said to him, for my strength is made perfect in weakness.
如果要体会神完全的能力，人要完全的觉得自己很软弱。
If we want to experience the complete power of the Lord, we must first realize that we are very weak.
如果我们不会觉得自己很软弱，我们就没有办法体会神的能力充满在我们身上。
If we do not feel that we are very weak, then we are unable to experience the power of the Lord upon us.
所以，圣经里面说我们是一个瓦器。
So the Bible tells us that we are a vessel.
Earthen vessel.
We are an earthen vessel.
是泥土造的。
We are made of dust.
这个泥土比造的皮质是很脆弱的。
And the dirt is very fragile.
掉在地上就破掉了。
And if it falls on the ground, it will be shattered.
那我们人不论在肉体上、心灵上、灵性上，其实都是很软弱的。
And whether in flesh or spiritually, we're all very weak.
只是我们有时候自己不会感觉得到。
But sometimes we do not feel that we are very weak.
所以在侍奉当中，如果觉得我们很软弱，这是一个侍奉成长的机会。
So in servitude, when we feel that we are very weak, then this is a starting point to grow.
有时候我们常常看到圣经里面属灵人物的侍奉跟我们实在不一样。
And we see that in the Bible, those who serve, are different than our own servitude.
如果我们看保罗的侍奉，
If we look at Paul's servitude,
他经历过很多的苦难。
He experienced a lot of difficulties.
但是他的侍奉一直继续到他离世为止。
But he continued on the journey of servitude until the very end.
他经历过很多的苦难，他的灵性一直在成长。
He encountered a lot of difficulties, but his spirituality continued to grow.
所以他说，我活着就是基督。
So he said, for to me to live is Christ.
但我死了就有益处。
And to die is gain.
但是有时候我们在侍奉当中经历困难的时候，
But sometimes in servitude, when we encounter difficulties,
一个最明显的影响就是我们被负面所充满。
And one greatest influence is that we are influenced by what is on the surface.
负面哦。
On
negativity.
Negativity.
我们想法是负面，讲法也是负面，看法也是负面，对人也是负面。
and our thoughts may be negative, and towards other people we may also be negative.
那其实我们所侍奉的神，圣经说一切美善的恩赐、全备的赏赐都是从神来的。
But the Bible tells us that every good thing comes from God.
他是众光之父。
And He is the Father of light.
美善、全备跟光都是正面的。
All good things and light is all positive.
所以如果我们真的有被神充满，
so if we are truly filled with Christ,
住在神里面，神住在我们里面。
And if we live in Christ and if He lives within us,
虽然外面的环境是负面的，我们的遭遇是负面的，但是我们里面这个正面的力量还是继续，因为神本身就是这样。
Even though outwardly we're experiencing negative things, but inside we are still positive because the Lord is positive.
所以如果我们的侍奉已经感觉到自己已经非常负面了，这个就表示我们需要再回到这个百科全书来想一想，我们需要怎么来自我调整。
So if in our servitude we are already beginning to feel negative, then we need to go back to this Bible book of this encyclopedia to change ourselves.
是我们在侍奉中灵性不断的成长。
So that in our servitude we can continue to grow.
那摩西在侍奉当中也遇到很多很负面的事情。
And in Moses' servitude, he also encountered many negative things.
他们拿石头要打摩西。
They took stones and wanted to hit.
生活充满着很多的埋怨，很多的困难。
And they complained a lot and grumbled a lot.
但是我们在摩西的五经里面看到摩西一直在成长。
But in the books of Moses, we see that Moses continued to grow.
所以他侍奉到最后一口气。
And so he served until his last breath.
而且在遍茂山上他也看出在神的国里面他是有荣耀的。
And on the Mount of Transfiguration, we see that he has glory in God's kingdom.
那我们就从哥林多后书十一章到十二章来看保罗的侍奉。
And so from 2 Corinthians chapter 11 to 12, we will look at Paul's servitude.
在这两章的圣经节里面，我们看到他的侍奉有几点是一般人达不到的。
In these two chapters, we see that in his servitude, there are things that we cannot reach.
也就是说，以人的观点来讲，这是有值得夸口的地方。
That is, from man's perspective, there are things to boast about.
十二章的第一节开始。
From chapter 12, verse 1.
如果我们从第二节开始念。
If we read starting from verse 2.
他说有一个人14年前被提到第三层天。
Said, I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago was taken, caught up to the third heaven.
或在身外，或在身内，我不知道。
But in the body, I do not know, or rather out of the body, I do not know.
只有神知道。
God knows.
那第四节。
In verse 4.
他被提到乐园里，听见隐秘的言语是人不可说的。
How he was caught up into paradise and heard inexpressible words, which is not lawful for a man to utter.
所以这个一个非常奇妙的体验。
And so this was a very miraculous experience.
被提到第三层天。
He was caught up to the third heaven.
这是我们在世界上体验不到的。
And this is something that we cannot experience on earth.
我们为什么会搬到Orange County?
And why did we move to Orange County?
我想很多人搬来搬去觉得这个地方最好。
I believe that many people move around and feel that this is the best place.
所以我们来了就不想要再走。
And so when we come here, we no longer want to leave.
我们在找工作也是一样。
And it is the same when we search for a job.
工作换来换去，如果换到一个非常自己觉得很理想的，我们就不想再换工作。
And when we get a job that is very ideal, we no longer want to change into another job.
但是人生最高的理想是什么？
But what is the greatest ideal for people?
就是对神的认识跟体验。
And that is to know the Lord and to experience Him.
所以圣经说，那是眼睛没有看过，心里没有想过的。
And so the Bible says that it is something that we cannot think of or see.
所以保罗被提到那个上面去。
And so when Paul was caught up there,
他一回到世界，世界看起来都像粪土。
When he was brought back to the earth, everything seemed like rubbish.
不是世界没有价值。
It is not that the world does not have value.
是灵里面的价值，不是世界能比较的。
It is that the spiritual value cannot be compared to that of the world.
这个就是我们服侍神的动力。
And this is our motivation of our servitude.
所以我们在教会服事，不是说谁肯定我们，我就认真服事。
And so when we serve in the church, it is not because someone acknowledges us that is why we serve.
甚至我们招神学生也不是说因为教会给我多少我就要不，我没有多少我就不做。
And when we recruit theological students, it is not because the church gives me this much, that is why I do it.
这个侍奉是凭信心，不是凭眼见。
This serving is based upon our faith and not by sight.
所以凭信心就是透过我们对圣经看到灵界的美好跟价值。
And by faith, it is through the Bible we see the spiritual value.
虽然侍奉有自战自清的苦楚。
Even though there are much difficulties in servitude.
但是在天国有极重无比的荣耀。
But in heaven, there is a great glory.
所以侍奉是一种恩典。
So serving is a grace.
也是一种机会。
And it is an opportunity.
如果我们看过天国。
If we've seen heaven.
我们永远不会说侍奉是一种牺牲。
We will never say that serving is a sacrifice.
如果我们把侍奉当作牺牲。
If we think of servitude as a sacrifice,
是因为我们灵界里面没有上到第三层天。
It is because in our spirituality we have not been up to the third heaven.
所以我们这里可以看到，保罗这种经验呢，对侍奉是非常有帮助的。
And so here we see that Paul's experience was very helpful to his servitude.
那如果我们回到十一章
，If we return back to chapter 11,
这个十一章从二十三节开始。
Starting from verse 23,
一直念到二十四节经验。
To verse 24. Verse 23, Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more, in labors more abundant, in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequently, in deaths often. 24. From the Jews, five times I received 40 stripes minus one.
25.
Three times I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Three times I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I have been in the deep. 26. In journeys often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils of the Gentiles, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren.
Verse 28.
Besides the other things, what comes upon me daily, my deep concern for all the churches.
如果有一个工作，它的 job description 是从二十三节一直列到二十八节。
If there was a job description, it would be from verse 23 to verse 28.
第一个，谁愿意来接受这个工作
？First, who would be willing to accept this job?
这个工作连命都不要了。
And they cannot even retain their own life.
所以从这个第二十六节开始，遇到很多的危险，危险，危险，危险。
So in verse 26 talks about in perils, in perils, in perils.
这个叫做外患，外面的患难。
And this is outward difficulties or tribulations.
然后到了二十八节。
And then in verse 28.
这个叫做内忧，心里的忧，忧伤，忧，担忧。
This is his inner worry or sorrow.
就是为教会的事天天挂心，天天压在我身上。
That is every day in his heart, he has a deep concern for all the churches.
那这个 job description 就是保罗所做的。
And this job description is what Paul did.
那到底谁给他什么？
And who gave him anything?
什么都没有，他自己支帐篷来维持自己的生活。
He received nothing, but he made tents to.Sustain himself.
所以从这里我们可以看到保罗对侍奉的一种 commitment， 一种奉献的心志，实在是没有人能比的。
So here we see Paul's commitment to servitude, which is which no one can compare to.
那这个奉献的心志从哪里来
？And this where does this offering heart of offering come from？
如果我们从他写的书信里面可以找到一些原因呢？
From his epistles, we see a few reasons.
他说：“一人替众人死，众人就死了。”
He said, "One died for all, and all died."
我们就是众人。
And we are all.
我们死了。
We all died.
我们对罪死了。
We all died to sin.
使众人活着。
So that all may live.
我们从水里面受洗起来，我们就是活着。
After we have been baptized, then we have become alive.
就不再为自己活。
And then we no longer live for ourselves.
乃是为那为我们死而复活的主活。
But we live for the one who died for us.
所以我们可以看到，保罗这个侍奉的投入， 是因为神的爱感动他。
And so we see that Paul's commitment and his servitude is because God's love moved him.
那爱有多强呢？
And how great is love?
雅各说爱如死一样强。
And Song of Solomon says that love is as strong as death.
所以主耶稣爱我们爱到为我们而死。
And so Jesus loves us to the point where he died for us.
那如果这个爱充满在我们内心，
And so if this love fills within our hearts,
我们也可以爱主爱到为他而死。
We can also love the Lord to the point of death.
保罗就是爱到为主而死。
And Paul loved the Lord to the point of death.
所以我们看到保罗的侍奉这么的困难，但是这么的投入，这个背后就是神的爱。
And so we see that even though Paul's servitude was very difficult, but behind it was the love of God that motivated him.
那这个神的爱不只是数算肉体上物质的恩典。
And God's love isn't just counting the outward material blessings.
这个神的爱要借着圣灵的浇灌，增加我们信心。
And God's love is through the fulfillment of the Holy Spirit will increase our faith.
是我们透过圣经能够看到救恩的可贵。
So that through the Bible we can see the preciousness of salvation.
当我越觉得救恩的可贵，那就是神的爱。
And when we realize how precious salvation is, then this is the love of God.
也透过圣灵的浇灌，把神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
And through the filling of the Holy Spirit, the love of God is poured within us.
那这样，我们服侍神，我们就会觉得很心甘情愿。
And then in this way, we will serve the Lord out of a willing heart.
所以保罗的服侍，我们看这是很少人做得到的。
And so we see that not many people can be like Paul in his servitude.
那我们再看，回来看哥林多后书的十二章。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多后书十二章的十一节跟十二节。
Verses 11 to 12. Verse 11. I have become a fool in boasting. You have compelled me. For I ought to have been commended by you. For in nothing was I behind the most eminent apostles, though I am nothing. 12. Truly the signs of an apostle were accomplished among you with all perseverance in signs and wonders and mighty deeds.
这个地方说我用百般的忍耐神迹奇事亦能证明我是使徒来。
He says the signs of an apostle were accomplished among you with all perseverance in signs and wonders and mighty deeds.
所以神与他同在他有这个能力来证明他是使徒。
So God abided with him, and he was able to prove that he was an apostle.
所以虽然哥林多教会很多人要否定他不是使徒。
And so although a lot of members in the church of the Corinthians wanted to deny that he was an apostle.
但是保罗说，今天你们信耶稣，就证明我是使徒，因为你们信耶稣是我传给你们。
But Paul said that today, the fact that you believe in the Lord proves that I am an apostle because I am the one that preached to you.
所以你们就是荐信推荐的一封信。
And so you are a letter of recommendation.
推荐我就是使徒。
Recommending that I am an apostle.
那第二个就是他的神在他身上所显的能力。
And second, it is the great works that the Lord did by him.
真的使人复活，很多神迹奇事显明。
Resurrecting men and performing a lot of other miracles.
现在他的衣服、手巾放在谁身上，他的病就好了。
And putting his clothes on others, others were healed.
因此在十一章到十二章我们看到保罗有三个可夸的地方。
And so we see that there are three things that Paul can boast about.
第一个他的工作精神。
First, his mentality of servitude.
那第二个是他从神得到的启示。
Second is the revelation that he received from the Lord.
第三个是神的能力与他同在所显出的神迹奇事。
And the third is the strength of the Lord that was upon him so that he could perform miracles.
那一个工人有这么大的从神领受的这些恩典。
And this worker who had experienced so many blessings from the Lord.
所以使徒行传里面这些人在形容保罗好像瘟疫一样。
So in Acts, it describes Paul as a As pestilence.
瘟疫啊，流行病啊 ，pestilence.
As pestilence.
就是他一走过去以后一切都改变了。
That is when he walks through, everything changes.
好像传染疾病一过去到处都发生影响。
It is like a virus or a disease that just spreads.
那是用一个反对人的立场来形容啊。
And it is a description that is going against men.
那从正面来讲，就是他有影响力。
And from a positive side, it's saying that he is very influential.
那这样的一个人啊，他变成从神来看非常大的恩典，但从另一方面来讲又非常的危险。
And so, from the perspective of God, it seems that he has received many grace, but from man, it seems that he goes through a lot of danger.
危险在哪里？
And what is dangerous?
危险就是因为神的恩典，所以他跟人不同。那个不同就是危险。
It is dangerous because the grace of God is upon him, and that is different and dangerous.
哦，所以神早就知道了。
And so God already knew this.
因此，神就做了一件事情。
Therefore, God did one thing.
我们现在看哥林多后书十二章。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多后书十二章第七节。
2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7.Verse 7, and lest I should be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations, a thorn in the flesh was given to me, a messenger of Satan to buffet me, thus I should be exalted above measure.
所以有时候我们真的不认识我们自己。
And so many times we actually do not know ourselves.
最认识我的是谁？
And who knows us the best?
当然就是神本身了。
Of course it is God himself.
因此圣经里面主耶稣告诉彼得说你要三次不认我。
Therefore, the Bible says that Jesus told Peter that you will deny me three times.
彼得说我到死我都要跟着你。
Peter says, I will follow you to death.
然后彼得看彼得，他我觉得我没有问题。
And so when Peter looked at himself, he felt like he had no problem.
但是主耶稣看彼得，你问题很大。
But when Jesus saw Peter, he saw that he had a huge problem.
你要软弱，不认我。
He would be weak and deny him.
因此主耶稣说我已经为你祷告。
Therefore Jesus said, I have already prayed for you.
所以叫你不至于跌倒。
So that you will not fall.
虽然软弱，但是你会再回头。
Even though you are weak, but you will return.
因为主耶稣已经为他祷告。
Because Jesus has already prayed for him.
那在这里，神看保罗有一个危险。
And so here God sees that Paul has a danger.
在哪里？就我们刚刚读的第七节。
And that is in verse 7.
因为怕我得的启示甚大，就过于自高。
Lest I shall be exalted above measure by the abundance of the revelations.
那如果过于自高就是跟天使一样啊。
If he was exalted above measure, he would be like the angel.
为什么他会犯罪
？Why did he sin?
就是自高。
It is because he was proud.
那在犹大书说，他不守本位，他想要跟神一样。
And in Jude it says that he did not know his own spot.
所以圣经说，魔鬼从起初就是犯罪的。
And so the Bible says that from the beginning, the devil committed sin.
所以我们在服侍那最伟大的神。
And so we serve the greatest God.
但是我们同时也面对最大的危险。
And at the same time, we also encounter the greatest difficulty.
就是我们容易有一种自高。
Our greatest danger, and that is we may be exalted or proud.
那现在怎么办呢？
And so what shall we do?
我们看有一根刺加在我身上。
And we see that there was a thorn in the flesh was given to me.
那很多人一直在讨论这根刺是什么。
And many people discuss about what this thorn exactly is.
但是如果我们仔细读，这根刺就是下面的。
And if we read carefully, it is what it says.
在第七节。
In verse 7.
就是撒旦的差役要攻击我，免得我过于自高。
A messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure.
撒旦的差役。
It was a messenger of Satan.
就是被撒旦所利用的人要攻击他。
And that is people who were used by Satan wanted to attack him.
当然这是神所允许的。
And of course this was allowed by God.
但是从一方面来讲，这是魔鬼的工作。
But from one way, it is the work of Satan.
因为撒旦的差役要攻击他。
Because the messenger of Satan wanted to attack him.
但是再从另外一方面讲。
But from another perspective.
保罗却从神所允许发生的事情得到造就。
Paul was edified by what God allowed to happen.
得到什么造就？
And how was he edified?
说免得我自高。
He says, lest I...be exalted above measure.
就在这个撒旦的差役的攻击之下，他一直觉得自己真的很软弱。
And under the messenger of Satan's attack, he realized that he was very weak.
不是超人，我们是原来是泥土做的。
He's not a superman, but he realized that he was made of dust.
哦，那这个就是我们今天所要学习的。
And this is what we need to learn from today.
哦，保罗不会因为有撒旦的差役要攻击他，整个侍奉都是负面的。
Paul did not allow the attack of Satan to allow his servitude to become negative.
哦，当他把他看出神美好的旨意的时候。
When he saw the beautiful will of God,
哦，他在最后他就因为这样而喜乐而感谢神。
He was able to be joyful and thankful to God.
哦，所以我们在侍奉这个神真的是很奇妙的。
And so the God we serve is very miraculous.
哦，圣经说万事互相效力。
The Bible says all things work together for good.
所以我们不要想说侍奉会一帆风顺。
And so we should not think that in our servitude everything will be very smooth.
万事就包括一些负面的也会发生。
Said all things which include that there may be negative things that happen.
但是神允许这个发生不是要打倒我们。
But God allows this to happen not to strike us down.
叫爱神的得益处。要叫我们得益处。
It will allow those who love God to have blessings or have good things.
那得益处就是让我们得造就。
And this will allow us to be edified.
在属灵上让我们更新。
And so that in our spirituality we may be renewed.
在侍奉上让我们更纯全。
So that in our servitude we may be stronger.
更美。
And it may be more beautiful.
那这样的话就是万事就是互相效力。
And in this way all things work together for good.
但是有一个条件。
But there is one criteria.
就是要爱神。
And that is you have to love God.
我们一定要保守在神的爱里面。
You must be under the love of God.
所以我们遇到很多的事情。
And so, when we encounter many things,
如果我们所想的、我们的回应、我们所做的都是在道理的范围之内。
If everything we think and everything we do is under the truth,
这个就是保守我们自己在神的爱中。
Then this is protecting ourselves under the love of God.
我们不要做讲超过一切神的道。
We should not say or do anything that goes beyond the word of God.
那神就是爱，我们所做所讲一切都是出于爱。
And God is love, so everything we do and say must be done out of love.
所以保守在神的爱里面。
And so being protected under God's love.
每一件事情到最后都是对我们有好处的。
Everything in the end will be of benefit to us.
那这个不是两千年保罗才这样体验啊，在几千年前约瑟就这样体验到。
And this was something that Joseph also experienced 2,000 years before Paul.
约瑟被卖。
And Joseph was sold.
他没有错啊。
And he did nothing wrong.
他是被卖。
But he was sold.
是父亲的偏爱啊，还有兄弟的嫉妒啊。
And because of his father's love and his brother's jealousy.
他又能做什么?
And what could he do?
这个是万事一宗啊，从十七岁开始，一些负面的事情就发生了。
And these were negative things that happened starting from age 17.
再来，他不愿意犯罪。
And he was not willing to commit sin.
那现在被下到监牢里面。
And then he was put into prison.
这个也不是他的错啊。
And this also was not his fault.
他的错是要敬畏神。
And what he wanted to do was to fear God.
但是被下到监牢里面。
But he was put into prison.
那这个也是万事。
And this is also all things.
每一件都是包括在里面。
And everything is contained within.
但是从头一直到结束。
And from the beginning to the end.
约瑟就持守一个原则。
Joseph held on to one principle.
他要做神喜欢的事。
He wanted to do what was pleasing to God.
所以到三十岁他变成宰相了。
So at age 30 he became the prime minister.
他再回头过来看。
And so when he looked back,
你们的意思原来是要害我。
He said that your intention was to hurt me.
这个就是不好的嘛。
And this was bad.
是负面的。
It was negative.
这是神允许才会发生的。
And because God allowed it, it happened.
但是神的意思是好的。
But God's intention is good.
要借这个方法差我来埃及，今天为你们饥荒预备食物。
And through this, he allowed me to come to Egypt to prepare food for you all.
所以从旧约一直到新约。
And so from the Old Testament to the New Testament.
这个原则是没有改变的。
This principle has not changed.
万事互相效力。
All things work together for good.
负面的事情也可能对我们很有帮助。
And negative things can be very beneficial to us.
到最后就是我们一定要持守爱神的原则。
And in the end, we must hold on to the principle of loving God.
所以在哥林多后书十二章里面。
So in 2 Corinthians chapter 12,
Paul
Paul says that there was a thorn on him.
他也能够看得清楚，这是要让不要叫我自高。
He was able to see clearly that it was so that he would not be exalted above measure. In verse 8.
为这个事三次来，我求告主，叫这个事离开我。
Concerning this thing, I pleaded with the Lord three times that it might depart from me.
所以当我们遇到负面，遇到痛苦，要怎么办？
So when we encounter negative things and a pain, what shall we do?
如果我们跟着保罗的脚中脚，就是要祷告啊。
If we walk according to the footsteps of Paul, we must pray.
那为什么要祷告三次呢？
And why did he pray three times?
因为第一次祷告神没有回应啊。
Because the first time he prayed, God did not respond.
神没有回应就再祷告吧。
And if God did not respond, he continued to pray.
那第二次祷告神也没有回应啊。
And the second time, God still did not answer.
那没有回应就再祷告啊。
And because there was no response, he continued to pray.
那到第三次祷告神就回应了。
And on the third time, God responded.
所以我们要一直祷告哦，我们的问题、我们的困难、我们的痛苦，神对我们有回应。
So we must pray so that God will answer our suffering and our troubles.
但是神的回应不一定把那个刺拿掉啊。
But God's response is not necessarily to remove the thorn.
所以那根刺有没有拿掉？没有。
Was a thorn removed? It was not.
神有回应，但是刺还在啊。
God responded, but the thorn was still there.
神有回应就是表示神说我知道。
God responds. God responded, meaning that He says He knows.
但是为什么刺不拿掉？
But why did He not remove the thorn?
因为这个对你有好处。
Because this is beneficial to you.
那服侍已经很辛苦，又再一根刺，那怎么办呢？
And so His servitude was already very difficult, but on Him was still a thorn. So what should He do?
回来看十二章。
Let's return to chapter 12.
第九节。
Verse 9.Verse 9, and he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness.
这里说，神对他说，我的恩典够你用。
Here it says, God said, My grace is sufficient for you.
虽然有一根刺，神的恩典不会减少。
Even though the thorn is there, but God's grace will not be less.
神的同在不会减少。
And God's abundance will not be less.
神的能力不会减少。
And God's power will not be less.
那就好了。
And then this will be okay.
因为这样可以让他谦卑，能够服侍一直到最后。
And this allowed him to be humble and serve to the very end.
所以我们看第十节。
So let's look at verse 10.
这里说，我为基督的缘故，就以软弱、凌辱、极难、逼迫、困苦为可喜爱、可喜乐的。
Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities and reproaches and needs and persecutions and distresses for Christ's sake.
所以当他看到这个刺所带给他的好处。
So when he saw the benefit of the thorn.
而且神又应许他，神的恩典不会减少。
And when God promised that His grace is sufficient for him.
他就因为这一根刺，因为极难，因为逼迫，他就觉得很喜乐。
Then because of the thorn and infirmities, he took pleasure and was joyful.
这个就是我们侍奉神一个非常奇妙的体验。
And this is a very miraculous experience of serving God.
看起来一无所有，但是样样都有。
Seemingly we have nothing, but in actuality we have everything.
看起来是很忧愁的，但是其实内心很喜乐。
Seemingly we have many sorrows, but inside we are full of joy.
看起来是好像很孤单一人，但是神同在很清楚。
Hourly we seem very lonely, but we actually have the abundance of God.
所以最后他说，我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强。
So it says, for when I am weak, then I am strong.
这个刚强从哪里来？
And where does the strength come from?
就是从神的能力同在开始的。
From the abundance of God and from God's strength.
所以当我们觉得软弱的时候，
And so when we feel weak,
我们就回到圣经里面来看看这个到底对我是什么意思。
So we need to return to the Bible and think about what this means to us.
它这个里面有一套道理在里面。
And there is the truth behind it.
再来就是用感谢的心向神祷告，求神给我们能力。
And then pray with a thankful heart and ask God to give us strength.
求神给我们喜乐的心。
And ask God to give us a joyful heart.
我们来看诗篇的九十篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 90.
诗篇的九十篇。
Psalm 90.
十五节。
Verse 15. Verse 15, make us glad according to the days in which you have afflicted us, the years in which we have seen evil.
这里摩西祷告，
Here Moses prays.
求你照着你使我们受苦的日子和我们遭难的年岁，叫我们喜乐。
Make us glad according to the days in which you have afflicted us.
摩西是一个神人。
Moses is the man of God.
在第一节这样讲。
That is what it says in verse 1.
但是摩西的祷告我们可以看到他的灵性非常成熟。
But in Moses' prayer, we see that he is very mature in his spirituality.
他没有求神叫他不要受苦。
He did not ask God to allow him not to suffer.
他只求神如果神叫他受苦，要让他有喜乐的心。
He only asked that if God wanted to afflict him, that he may be able to have a glad heart.
那这里照着你使我们受苦的日子还有年岁，所以有时候我们受苦是用天来算的。
And it says you have afflicted us, or the years in which we have seen evil. So, our affliction may be counted by years.
有时候这个受苦是用年来算。
Sorry, sometimes it may be counted by days, sometimes it may be counted by years.
那如果有年来讲，就很长了。
And if it's counted by years, it is very long.
那摩西从八十岁到一百二十岁。
And Moses from 80 years to 120.
这是四十年呢。
In these 40 years,
这个四十年走旷野路。
He walked in the wilderness.
这个是很辛苦。
And this was very tough.
就是要完成神给他的托付。
And that was for him to allow him to complete what God told him to do.
所以如果他求神让他不要受苦，这个路他就走不下去了。
And so if he asked God not to afflict him, then he would not be able to finish the journey.
那要走这个路一定会受苦的。
And in order to walk this journey, he must go through suffering.
但是神要给他喜乐的心。
But God gave him a glad heart.
旷野，所以外面很辛苦，但是里面很喜乐，他天天都可以走下去。
Even though in the wilderness, outwardly it is very difficult, but in his heart he was very joyful, so he could continue on.
那从四十岁到八十岁呢？
And from age 40 to 80,
牧羊啊。
He was a shepherd.
牧羊也很辛苦啊。
And this was also very difficult.
白天有大太阳晚上有寒霜。
In the daytime, there was the great sun, and at night, there was frost.
特别一个人在王宫长大，从出生一直到四十岁，忽然间把他送到旷野。
Especially because he was born into the palace, and from age 40, he was sent into the wilderness.
这个好像 Orange County 长大，长到四十岁，忽然间把你送到 Arizona 去。
This is like if you were born and raised in Orange County, and then all of a sudden, you were sent to Phoenix.
可能 Arizona 也没有办法比较了。
Sent to Arizona, and this probably cannot even be compared.
那外面很热啊，这很辛苦啊。
And outside is very hot and very difficult.
为什么
？Why？
要提升他的属灵素质。
Because it wanted to raise his faith or his spirituality.
要到达神可以用的程度。
To the point where God could use him.
但是只要神同在，内心很喜乐。
But as long as God abides within us and our hearts are very joyful,
牧羊也可以过去。
Then we can also go through the years of shepherding.
所以我们的一生有时候如果说求神让我不要受苦，可能神不会这样做。
And so in our whole life, if we ask God not to afflict us, God probably would not do this.
但是如果神让我们受苦，一定是对我们有好处。
But if God allows us to suffer, it is for our benefit.
我们可以求神让我们有喜乐的心。
We can ask God to make our heart
所以保罗虽然有一根刺
，So even though Paul had a thorn，
但是他觉得他很喜乐
，He felt that he was very joyful，
所以他就可以服侍到底
，So in this way he could serve to the end。
工作做完，信仰一直成长
，And after his work was complete， his faith could also continue to grow。
这就是恩典
，And this is grace。
好，我们来唱诗
，Let's sing him。
换一首497。
Let's sing him 497.
497.
497.
亲爱的，起学习来侍奉神。
Let us learn to serve the Lord together.
在喜乐当中来侍奉。
To serve the Lord in gladness.
也让我们在爱神当中，在凡事来得到益处。
And may we, in our love towards God, always, receive benefits.
我们最后特别为灵恩布道会来祷告。
Lastly, let us especially pray for ESSC.
求主带领祝福。
May God guide and bless.
一起来祷告。
Let's pray in one accord.